On July 1st, many new laws took effect in Connecticut, and today on the show, we are tackling new public safety legislation, which includes the Fallen Heroes Fund, as well as what's happening with street takeovers. Joining us back on the show now is Senator Paul Ciccarella with more. Hey, Senator Ciccarella, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I appreciate you being here. And let's start with the Fallen Heroes Fund. This was actually an expansion, correct, of it was the Fallen Officers Fund?
Yes, that is correct. It was expanded to firefighters, EMS, and paramedics.
What's kind of cool about this is this was almost unanimously with bipartisan support voted for in both chambers, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think everybody realized how important our first responders are to our communities. And I think we recognize the sacrifices that they make and that their families make. They walk out the door, and unfortunately, there is a possibility they may not come back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a way of showing support to them and their families.
Senator Ciccarella, the reason that I love chatting with Senator Ciccarella about these types of topics is he is the leading Republican on the legislature's General Law and Public Safety and Security Committees. Pretty fitting for what we're talking about today. I'm curious if you think this will expand in the future. Again, I don't want to say surprised, but we had obviously two very tragic situations on our highways, obviously losing a state trooper, but we also lost a DOT worker. And I'm wondering if you think this will expand to DOT workers at some point, or do state workers already have like this type of coverage in place?
Well, no, they don't. Not all state workers have that. Matter of fact, we talked about doing this with the Department of Corrections, and also with that tragic incident that happened with a DOT employee. We talked about extending this same type of legislation to them. But we couldn't get that over the finish line. But we do have to talk about, roadway safety with our DOT. And even there was legislation with our tow operators. It's mm-hmm. extremely dangerous out there. And we have to find ways to protect them. But this is specific to the EMTs, firefighters, and paramedics.
And again, we have Senator Ciccarella here. And so this legislation, if I remember it correctly, Senator, is that it is providing support for it's the families of those who died on the line of duty.
Yes, that is correct.
And nothing, it's not retroactive, right? So now that it's in effect of July 1st, it's nobody before that date that would benefit from this.
No, unfortunately not. It did not go retroactively. It is moving forward. And there one other part too is with the insurance. We saw that the health insurance for the family members left behind would basically be gone, and there would be a gap in insurance. So we extended the period of insurance, health insurance, the family member would get also in that legislation.
Okay. And again, we have the leading Republican on the legislature's General Law and Public Safety and Security Committee, Senator Paul Ciccarella, who, again, represents the 34th District here in Connecticut. Let's talk about what else is happening with public safety. Obviously, the one that you and I have probably talked about more times than we'd like to count, Senator, street takeovers. What came out of the legislative session in regards to this?
So we were able to pass legislation that will address the concerns of some of the municipalities. We are able to confiscate a vehicle or ATV. It allows municipalities to destroy them. If they can't auction them off for any reason, they can destroy them. And it increases the penalties for people participating in them, not only driving the vehicle in a street takeover, but if you're in the passenger seat, or if you're, in the middle of the street. We've seen these videos, you and I have talked about them, where individuals are, lighting rings of fire, and they're standing in the middle and videotaping, which is extremely dangerous. We saw in North Haven, one of the participants filming was hit by a car doing a donut. The people that are actually participating as well, not only the drivers, will be fined and have penalties. I think it's important that there is consequences to deter this from happening. I do believe more needs to be done. Mm-hmm. We're seeing more and more when people are committing crimes, they're taking off, not stopping for the police. And the individuals committing the crimes realize the police cannot pursue. And until we can find a balance of a safe way for officers to pursue and not put any general public in danger while doing this, people are going to continue to commit these crimes because they know they could get away with it.
Yeah. And I mean, the thing, too, that is important, because I remember you and I talking about this way earlier this year, was it's really cracking down as well on just the people who are standing by. Right. I mean, the organizers as well, not just the participants. Right.
Yes, absolutely. These organizers, whether they are promoting it online or actually going there. And again, they're on the street. They're not in the vehicle, but they're, you know, actively participating in the street takeover, blocking the street. Again, in the middle of the ring of fire, if you will, or in the middle of the street when the cars are going around them doing their tricks, they will also be able to have penalties and consequences. And I think that is important.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think they're, you know, just as much. I mean, certainly if they're standing by and they're not reporting it, I mean, to me, you know, that's worth, I think, again, even just for deterrence reasons, you know, don't even be caught being there. The other thing I'm curious, Senator Chikarella, and I don't know if this legislation addresses it or if this really can't be passed in under state law. It really has to be up to the municipalities, excuse me. As I've noticed, more and more police departments have almost allocated certain officers to just specifically tackle what's happening online, basically to track, you know, if there are videos that are streaming or there's, you know, the organization is happening a lot of times online. These are people who are coming from sometimes not even the same state as Connecticut. They're coming from out of state. They've had officers that now specifically do sort of online searches. They've become kind of tech officers, and departments have specifically made people just cover street takeovers. Do you think that's something that the average municipality should really look at? I mean, again, I don't know if we could pass a state law requiring that per se. We're not really in a place, especially because a lot of departments are lacking enough officers. But do you think that should be encouraged? Because we have seen even in not the cities, but just rural towns, these takeovers happen.
So a lot of our police departments do have a cyber crimes unit. You know, a lot of our crimes that are being committed, you know, are online. A lot of crimes are solved with digital forensics investigation. So a lot of our departments have that, and those are the officers that would, you know, search the internet using tools that the general public doesn't have to try to find these accounts and find out who's posting these videos, so on and so forth. So a lot of the departments have that, and if not, there's a task force. So maybe two or three departments will share a kind of cyber crimes unit, and that's the department that would do what you're talking about. But 3 years ago, we did pass a task force for street takeovers, and part of the task force is just what you're saying. Try to monitor online, stop them before they start. If in fact they do happen, try to hold them accountable that way. So it is happening. We did see some success with that task force. What that did was took state, federal, and local assets. So just, you know, your local law enforcement, one or two officers would be kind of picked to be in this task force, just like any other task force. And they did do exactly what you're saying. That was definitely part of the task force.
Yeah. Well, I think it's also making such a big difference when it comes to, you know, confiscating vehicles, finding the people responsible, and again, deterring this from happening again in the future in those towns and cities where they have the task force in place. We've got Senator Chikarella with us for a couple more minutes. We're talking about public safety, and he is one of the leaders of the legislature's general law and public safety and security committees here in Connecticut. Obviously, we're talking about public safety laws that are now on the books, things that passed during this most recent legislative session. Senator Chikarella, though, I do want to, you know, note, what were things that you felt needed to happen in Connecticut sooner rather than later, but either didn't cross the finish line in time, never came up for a vote, or, you know, got rejected during this session?
So one of the really important things we've been talking about over the last 5 or 6 years is recruitment and retention. We really need to find a balance. We need to get more officers on the street, and we're having a hard time doing that. And for the last 5 years, we had recruitment and retention bills, and unfortunately, they haven't gone anywhere. And as you mentioned, you know, finding more creative ways to use our officers, like monitoring social media to solve crimes, and many other things that are needed when it comes to law enforcement, we just simply don't have the numbers. Years ago, there would be thousands of applicants for a opening in a police department, and now you'll be lucky to have 100. And we really need to find a way to get good people into this profession, which is really needed. And we've put forward bills last 5 or 6 years, and really nothing has gotten over the finish line. That is something that we really need to address. Another thing that we talked about earlier was being able to pursue. Unfortunately, our law enforcement cannot pursue a vehicle unless it's in the commission of a very serious felony. And a lot of criminals know that. They exploit it. And we need to find a way to find that balance. When they first passed that law that the officers cannot pursue, I was really frustrated and upset. But I did see the argument from the other side, and I think it's important, you know, you find the middle ground on any piece of legislation. And I tried to do that with this. And I do understand that it is not safe for police to pursue at 3:30 in the afternoon on a school day in a highly populated area, right? Puts more people at danger. But we need to give the officers the ability to know when it is safe and be able to pursue some of the people that are committing crimes, because they're just going to continue to run, and it's going to be very challenging to hold them accountable. And then to try to figure out who it was and try to hold them accountable, it takes a lot of manpower, and we don't have it. So that's something that I really think that we need to explore. Also, consent searches. When we actually do pull someone over, you know, they took away the ability for officers to search a car with consent of the vehicle, vehicle's owner. And that's how we get drugs and guns off the street. Mm-hmm. And again, some of the concerns were, well, you know, we don't know what they're saying to them to get the consent. But now every officer has body cameras. So that concern is gone. And I do believe we should allow our officers to search vehicles when they feel it is necessary. So those are things that I think that we need to continue to talk about for sure.
Well, Senator Ciccarella, we appreciate always having the time here on WICC to speak with you. And again, encouraged to see some of the things that did pass. And we certainly have a long way to go, though, in still addressing public safety in our state and making people feel safer. And certainly, like you said, even just bolstering the numbers of officers that we need across the state. And so I thank you so much for the work that you do and for joining us on the show.